But we're going to give a 3-minute warning. We'll reconvene in 3 minutes. So stretch your legs, grab something to drink, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. All right, welcome back, everybody. Sounds like we had some pretty good discussion in the small groups. So looking forward to hearing everything you guys talked about. Let's see. Where's the agenda here?
Right here.
So just to kind of give you an update where we're at, it's 11:50 now. We're going to talk about the different groups. We have 3 groups that met. So we're going to have a report out from each of the groups and then have a group discussion. We are going to be serving lunch around 12:15-ish. If it's okay with you, we'd like to make that a working lunch. Okay. So we'll do a working lunch and hopefully finalize most of these issues, and then we'll move on to the rest of the agenda as it was scheduled. So for the first group, which dealt with detection and identification and also resource utilization, I believe someone was going to do the report out from group one. Who's the lucky person? All right. Nick, I'll give you the floor. And do we have slides for these things or not really?
No.
No? Okay.
You can tell us
how
to do slides.
No. You don't have to do slides. I wasn't sure. Someone's going to capture the notes and everything, I'm sure. We'll
yeah,
get
no,
all that
I'll
captured.
Be capturing the notes here on the screen as you're going along. So.
Okay. Yes, I'm the lucky one here. Okay. We changed the name of the first one, detection and identification. We changed it to recognition and diagnosis. Sorry. And that's basically going to capture the first contact with help, whether that's a 911 call or an OnStar call or some kind of a call for help. It's the first contact. It would be a point of measure. So the next one, resource utilization, was also one of ours, but we did not change the name of that one. So the general questions, We generally agreed with the proposed domains, although we had a suggestion for changing the medical care coordination to include
Nick, I think this was where there was a discussion about the disease-specific care coordination and disease-specific resource utilization actually becoming subdomains in medical care.
There we go. Yes.
Okay. So in thinking about the domains of care coordination and resource utilization, that those were fine, except there was a desire from the group to parse out disease-specific care coordination and disease-specific resource utilization and put those as subdomains under medical care. Did I get that right?
Yes. Rather than being separate.
Right. I think, why don't you go ahead and give a readout of your discussion, then we'll open it up to the group. Probably makes the most sense, I suppose. Huh? Okay.
Okay, so the next one, no domains missing, and overlapping domains, yes, we feel there are some that overlap and that's a good thing. Now, the thing specific to our domains, we were asked to talk about when does the episode of care begin, and I kind of mentioned it already, but basically we feel the episode actually starts when the symptoms begin, but the actual measurement point is not going to be reliably determined until somebody makes contact. So in the typical 911 world, that's when the phone rings at the 911 dispatch center. There's a timestamp associated with that, so that could be measured. The system components that would contribute to it, we feel very strongly that there's a lot of opportunity for things to happen prior to that 911 call or prior to the episode actually beginning that may prevent an episode. So we feel that there needs to be a lot of attention paid to what happens before somebody enters the recognition phase. And so that puts a lot of overlap between the different phases. But we didn't spend a lot of time trying to solve that part because that wasn't really part of our domain.
Did I say that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, we were asked to talk about the system-level measures that would impact this. And so we left it pretty simple. The system-level measures have to do with communications and being able to provide information to many different people who are trying to provide resources, whether that is the dispatch center trying to make sure the right kinds of resources go to a scene, or the transporting crews trying to make the determination as to where they should take a patient, in the hospital trying to make sure the right resources within the hospital are used, and then afterwards, post-hospital care, the right resources. So there's a lot of different interchanges of information that all surround communication and being able to provide that. So the system level measure is related to being able to provide that information. The last question was patient-centric episodes of care. Does that apply to this domain? And we felt...
What's that?
Yes.
yes. That's...
And I think, Nick, this is when earlier you were talking about the overlap of phase one and phase two, and that that these domains, that for detection and identification potentially resides in both. Am I remembering correctly? And then resource utilization spans the entire patient-centric episode and, in fact, the system as a whole?
Yeah. Yes, because in capabilities and capacities and access could follow through throughout the whole episode, because it could be to specialties to various things along the way. So that domain goes across the phases, and so am I missing something? Go ahead.
I think one of the other thoughts that we had when you looked at our episode of care, there's that big population circle, and then there's the interface between the population circle and phase one, kind of that gray area, which is where identification traditionally, you know, would sit. And certainly there are population measures that are things that are occurring in the population before an actual event is identified that we need to ferret that out a little better. And there's a huge gap in there for being able to sort of the pre-sentinel event. The sentinel events, the things are happening before there's actually an emergency that someone recognizes and then reports. That's sort of where that gray area or overlap of phase one and phase two occurs. And so there's opportunities to think about how do we have measures going on within our population so we might better predict and intervene before there is a need for, you know, emergency services. And then certainly in phase two and phase three, there's episode measures that will inform what are the particular specific needs of that individual patient. Will they need an LTAC? Will they need, other interventions within the hospital phase or follow-on care? Those are more episodic measures related to a specific disease or a specific management of a patient, which may be different than the population measures. And all of those will inform the system about what sorts of capability and capacity is needed versus what's already available, because there may be a disconnect between what's available and what's needed.
So, as I think as an extension of what you were just going through, that we can educate the public or somehow intervene to shorten the phase between of the time needed to make the recognition of the symptom, for example. Did you folks think that that should become a part of the pre-hospital mission, good word, so that the paramedics, EMTs, that pre-hospital consortium, is it part of their mission to actually provide that education to reduce the risk and shorten the recognition time?
Well, we didn't talk about what were the workforce needs to be able to address that. Certainly a community paramedic or, home health nurse or community patrolling by EMS providers or some sort of advanced care, person would be able to more or less troll the population that they're responsible for and maybe intervene earlier, prevent the people from running out of medication so they don't tip over and have their CHF exacerbation and don't need to call 911. That is all sort of in that population phase one before you hit that gray area where phase one and phase two overlap. Because when you hit that gray area, someone has made a recognition that something's not right, I need to call 911. That's a pretty reliable timestamp. I mean, that call is a pretty reliable and measurable kind of thing. But what we were interested in was measuring what was going on in the intervening days, weeks, or months that brought them to that point where something finally happened. And so there's a lot of different work.
CPR training and so forth, could we expand those concepts to make it an even, as you say, entry into the recognition and entry into the system earlier to prevent it from being a severe and acute episode or whatever and minimize the emergency needs of the disease?
Sure. I mean, how many times do I take care of the drunk driver in the ED who fell asleep in their car and didn't have an accident, and then further down the road that patient actually runs headlong into another car, and now I have, a bunch of people I'm taking care of from a traumatic injury standpoint, when if I'd intervened with the person who has the alcohol problem to begin with, there's a lot of prevention that could go. This is an example. So, yes, you're right.
I guess to make sure that the question you asked got answered, was I hearing you ask that whether interventions in that symptoms to reporting time should be part of EMS's responsibility? Was that?
Yes, just as it is to teach CPR and so forth, yes.
Well, I guess my answer would be EMS certainly plays a role in that, but at least as the world exists today, that's an optional component of what most EMS agencies do because it's not funded by anyone, and the domain is of people who should intervene in that is much larger. It's a public health issue.
So it kind of sounds like maybe one of the subdomains of your recognition and diagnosis category may be some form of public education or public awareness or something like that. Is that kind of safe to say? No?
That's not really the direction. It was at least the way I was thinking about it while we were discussing it was it could potentially in many cases be the responsibility of the care providers who sent the patient home to start off with, and maybe there's follow-up from the staff, a CHF nurse, or just various other people who might prevent it from happening.
Mike?
Yeah, I think not to get too down in the weeds here, but I think the issue is definitely one of trying to figure out strategies to shorten symptom onset to actually taking action. And our group certainly doesn't have the solution to that problem. This is way bigger than just a public education issue. And it's certainly not clear to me who should be responsible for that, but there needs to be a measure of that somehow, and that has to be part of that emergency, that system of care.
Yeah, and I certainly think kind of comparing this to our fireside colleagues, I mean, everyone knows stop, drop, and roll. Everyone knows smoke detectors, all this stuff. There's been a tremendous effort, public education campaign, and I don't know if this is the proper forum, but there may be some stuff that we could draw you know, some similarities. Rick?
Not to delay, I think the point's been made. Basically, the issue here really for us, I think, is to help make sure there's measures. Because, you know, now that you know, what will you do? And who does it and what you have to do all depends on what the issue is and what's an effective countermeasure. It could be anything.
Skip, are you still up or are you down? Okay. Okay, so kind of getting back, I didn't really hear anybody articulate, was there subdomains in domain 1 or domain 2 that we had kind of identified? I know you kind of got interrupted midstream, so I didn't mean to throw you off your pattern there. Yes, the now renumbered domain 2. So the recognition and the diagnosis domain and then the resource utilization domain.
I don't think the group really identified subdomains, so there was discussion about out-of-hospital and in-hospital, but that it, because there needed to be integration, the sense from that I got from the group was to not create these subdomains. Is that right?
I think kind of in the same line of thinking that you guys were talking about, you know, recognition and diagnosis, I'm not sure, you know, what all that bucket would capture. Does that include things such as, does this region have access to 911? Is it enhanced 911? Okay, so stuff like that would be in that domain? Okay.
That had to do with whether or not when you called 911, did they have the capability for EMD? So did you have an informed dispatcher who was engaging with the caller, whether it was a bystander or a patient, and determining what level of response to send? Is it going to be a BLS ambulance or ALS? Do I even have that in my bag of things to send? Am I going to send them lights and siren or not? All those sort of determinations about the level of response and making that determination, those were all sort of subdomains of, I think it was recognition or response.
And then on the resource domain, was there discussions about, I mean, is this an appropriate domain to place things, you know, like wait times, boarding, diversion? Are these the kind of resource issues that you guys dove into, or did you see that fitting somewhere else in maybe a different domain, maybe on-call coverage, stuff like that?
Those were part of all of those pieces of information that would need to be communicated to somebody. So we didn't go into the details of all of the different kinds. We just assumed that we know that there are lots of different kinds of resource availability kinds of information that need to be shared.
And I also heard from the group that for matching resources, that there's a real lack in the infrastructure that needs to be brought out in the paper because of the, yeah, and communication being one of those to provide the ability to appropriately allocate people to the right resource. So that there's such a lack of infrastructure there that would allow it to be at a regionalized system, that should be a very big focus in the paper of what needs to happen.
Go ahead, Ron.
I want to support what you're saying, but as an extension of that, it also gives the opportunity to standardize that infrastructure also, which is another major part of the lack of infrastructure, is that everybody has their own wavelengths, their own communication equipment, and it'd be a very nice way to standardize as you provide that infrastructure so that it can be interchangeable and intercommunicative among the various regions and states and everything.
Two issues that I didn't hear mentioned that, you know, perhaps could be discussed at greater length are, first, the penetrance of professional level emergency medical dispatch systems. You know, there's a a lot of people are not using Clausen or Abco. You know, they're using some homegrown system, which, you know, may not get patients to the right place at the right time quickly enough. And the other piece that I did not hear mentioned that may deserve some additional thought is the increasing availability of electronic systems for detection. The prototype of that is the advanced automatic crash notification system. I'm sure that as time goes by, we're going to see other similar kinds of systems for other types of disease, develop. Just as sort of a really way out thought, one could imagine that somebody's, internal implanted defibrillator could have a chip in it that says, "I'm starting to fail," and let the pre-hospital system know about that ahead of time. But that kind of thing, I think, is something we have to think about for the future.
Anytime you think about resource utilization, especially around this context, I always think of helicopter EMS, and I'm surprised no one's brought up any kind of helicopter EMS issues yet. And I know, Skip, I'm kind of looking at you or Gary or somebody in that corner to maybe talk about it or at least address it, if appropriate.
Well, just a couple of thoughts. One is that it's always interested me that in other public response disciplines like law enforcement and fire, we have built multiple redundant systems. You have in law enforcement, you have a city police agency, a county sheriff, a state police, and a national response capability in a variety of federal law enforcement agencies. Same thing in the fire service. EMS is unique in that it's pretty much one deep everywhere until we get to something really, really bad. And when we bring things like the National Disaster Medical System to bear. But, it may be that if somebody takes a more systems approach and the funding model becomes more rational, you could very well use a helicopter as a first responder in an area that's, 200 miles from the nearest ambulance station and 4 hours from the hospital, which would be far more appropriate than what we do today, which is fly people around over the top of large urban cities and crash cases.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't mean it.
Thank you for raising the EMD issue. I think we agree with you completely with that. And we did mention the electronic system detection concept. There are actually medical devices that do that also, like STEMI detectors and things like that. So we're aware of that. The issue becomes, how do you have a standardized measurement across lots of systems? And the most reliable one at this point in time, we feel, is the first phone call or the first kind of notification into the system. Wherever that comes from, that could come from one of those devices or somebody actually making a call.
Other comments or thoughts about the group? I see Jesse, Skip, Nick, Kathy, and Mike were all on the panel. Any comments from the group? You think they've captured the flavor of the conversations well? Okay. Other thoughts about what may or may not be included in this domain? Any subdomains that you would like to see? Anything that might be missing or... No? Good job. All right. Is that ready to go over there? The food?
Oh, I don't know.
Looks like it, right? Maybe what we'll do is we'll take a break here and get some food between this first group and the second group. And, let's grab the food, and we'll take a 5-10 minute break to grab some food, then we'll come back and we'll do the next two groups.